This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, how one San Francisco panhandler is coping with his windfall inheritance. But first, the crime of kidnapping is seriously challenging the rule of law throughout Mexico and terrorizing many of its inhabitants. They question whether authorities have the ability and the willpower to stop it. James Blears reports now from Mexico City.
Wealthy businessman Carlos was grabbed from his car in broad daylight by masked gunmen wielding semi-automatic assault rifles. He was held for 20 days while his family, with the help of trained and experienced negotiators, arranged his release for a five-figure sum of money. Carlos, who's in his mid-50s and married with grown-up children, is the owner of a chain of hotels throughout Mexico. He asked not to be identified by name, because he fears that even now, more than 3 years after his kidnapping, his abductors might return to seek retribution if he reveals too much. Not a day goes by that Carlos doesn't relish his freedom, but this also applies to his former captors who got away and have yet to be arrested. Carlos says the gang had meticulously built up a detailed profile of his entire life before pouncing.
You don't know them, but they know you, everything. They know from the day you're born to the same day they keep you, right? They know what kind of business you have, where you go, what, how many children you have, how many they are in the family. They know everything about you before they kidnap you. But you don't know nothing about them.
Rolando Solis is a former U.S. Secret Service agent who served as a bodyguard for Presidents Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, and Bush Sr. Following this 23-year career, he's now in charge of the Mexico City branch of an international security firm, Vance International. Rolando explains that because most people's confidence in the police in Mexico is rock bottom, the odds are always stacked in favor of the kidnappers. To back up this claim, Mr. Solis cites a survey done by the Mexican Employers Association called COPAMEX.
A private watchdog agency who monitors kidnappings here in Mexico reported that actually they had a 98% success rate in kidnappings, and that means less than 2% or 2% get arrested, and less than that actually get convicted. So you see, it's a low-risk crime with high returns for the kidnappers.
The president of the Security Commission at COPAMEX is Jose Antonio Ortega. He says statistics provided by their members indicate that kidnappings in and around Mexico City have increased by 740% over the last 7 years. Mr. Ortega notes that during the last 2 years, Colombia, which is combating the hydras of civil war and cocaine, has reduced its kidnapping level by more than 60%, principally because Colombian President Alvaro Uribe is matching words with actions.
The difference is that Alvaro Uribe has more energy. He puts all over the things against the kidnappers. He puts all the armed forces, the police, and everything against the kidnappers. In Mexico, our president is thinking about the problem, if the problem is real or not. And we need more energy, more push.
COPAMEX estimates that only one out of every three kidnappings in Mexico is reported to the authorities, who say that they follow up each and every case. José Luis Santiago Vasconcelos, who's the special prosecutor for serious crime at the Mexican Attorney General's office, says that although the challenge is considerable, it is possible to gain the upper hand with decisive action and teamwork.
The results we obtain up to now, we maintain are very positive, and we're very optimistic that we can win very easily, and we will win with coordination, with the interchange of information, with prompt decisions, and with the union of all of us.
Meanwhile, Carlos says he's now more or less recovered from his kidnapping ordeal. Nevertheless, he has two hulking bodyguards who are with him all his waking hours. Yet it still hasn't given him peace of mind.
When they want to do something, they are going to do it. Why? If you have one or two or four security guards, it's nothing.
Mexican President Vicente Fox will present legislation to Congress within the next 2 months designed to increase cooperation between law and order agencies, lengthen prison terms, and enable federal aid and expertise to filter down to hard-pressed local authorities. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.